your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 75. South winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 56. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 59. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Election coverage here with the Mid-America Network as we look at some of the races that have been called across the state of Kansas. A few of them still open with the last little bit of results coming in. Big races for many Republicans really across the state, including the Secretary of State. Scott Schwab has maintained his seat with a 58-38 vote overall for the Republicans there. In the big first district on the western part of the state, Congressman Tracy Mann has pulled away with his win 68-31 over the Democrat challenger James Beard. In the second district, Jake LaTurner started off a little slow and weak, but did pull off the victory at the end of the night last night, sitting 57-42 over Democrat challenger Patrick Schmidt. In the third congressional district, Democrat Sharice Davis did hold on to her seat over Republican challenger Amanda Adkins, 54-43. And the fourth congressional district here, Congressman Ron Estes, the Republican, won over Bob Hernandez, 64-36.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
After the election across the state of Kansas yesterday, voters in Kansas did welcome some new individuals to the Kansas State Board of Education. As WIBW reports, it's Republican Danny Zeck won for the State Board of Education seat district number one against the Democrat as Janet Waugh stepped down from the seat. WIBW reports that Zeck received 62% of the vote over the Democrat challenger Jeffrey Howards, who brought in 38%. In district number three for the State Board of Education, the Republican incumbent Michelle Dombrowski also kept their seat, winning over the Democrat challenger Sheila Albert at 52-48. Also big races in the state legislative seats in the Johnson County and Shawnee County areas, as they did keep Republican incumbent for district number 52, Republican Jesse Borjan, as he won over the Democrat challenger Derek Flairlage, 57-43. In House District 53, Democrat Kurt Haskins ended up winning the House seat that was open by Jim Gartner, who stepped down. Haskins won that one over the Republican Bruce Williamson, 55-45. Mid-America Network News.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we look at elections across the state of Nebraska, and Republican gubernatorial candidate Jim Pillen has won over Democrat challenger Carol Blood in the Nebraska governor's race at 60-35. Overall, it was a big night for Republicans across the board in the state as the U.S. House District Number 1, Mike Flood, the Republican, took over Patsy at Panting Brooks, 58-41. The second congressional district saw Republican Don Bacon win over Tony Vargas, 52-47. And congressional district number three, Republican Adrian Smith won over David Else, 78-15. Attorney General's race went for Mike Hilgers, the Republican, over Larry Bollinger, 70-29. The treasurer's race went to Republican John Morante over Katrina Thompson, 72-27. And state auditor was up with Mike Foley over Leroy Lopez. That final vote coming in 69-18. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Member with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all rebates to dealers. Stock number 22T518, MSRP 59780, sale price 55949. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County voters Tuesday elected Republican candidates for state office, including 55% for Derek Schmidt for governor, 39% went to incumbent Laura Kelly, and 5% to independent challenger Dennis Pyle, whose state Senate district includes a part of Marshall County. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran carried 78% in Marshall County. U.S. Representative Tracy Mann, 76%. For Secretary of State, Republican Scott Schwab had 73% of Marshall County votes. Chris Kobach, 63% for Attorney General. Stephen Johnson, 65% for State Treasurer. And Vicki Schmidt, 80% for Insurance Commissioner. Both state amendment questions passed in Marshall County. Amendment 1 regarding legislative oversight with 58%, and Amendment 2 on the sheriff recall and election question, 73% yes. Frankfort residents resoundingly supported a half-cent sales tax toward improvements at the Frankfort Community Care Home, tallying over 72% in favor. Most other races went uncontested. A close count was noted for Waterville Township Clerk, with Brett Parker just 4 votes ahead of Mark Obermeyer, 143-139. Washington County also followed along Republican lines, with Derek Schmidt receiving 74% of votes for governor, Laura Kelly with 22%, and Dennis Pyle just 2%. For U.S. Senate, Jerry Moran took 90%, and for U.S. Representative Tracy Mann, 89%. Scott Schwab received 87% for Secretary of State in Washington County. Chris Kobach, 77% for Attorney General. Stephen Johnson, 83% for Treasurer. And Vicki Schmidt, 90% for Insurance Commissioner. The legislative oversight amendment in Washington County showed 68% in favor, and the sheriff recall and election amendment carried 78%. The school bond issue for Nemahal Central, USD 115 in Seneca, passed with 53% voting in favor on a count of 1,038 yes to 905 no. This was a revised, scaled-back version of a bond issue for facility improvements that had failed in the district a year ago. Belleville police Tuesday reached out seeking information on suspects involved with a late-morning theft at the Family Dollar store. They had reportedly traveled from Washington County West and were apparently targeting Family Dollar stores due to the setup of their register system, allowing them to be able to get away with merchandise without paying. The vehicle used in the incident was a white four-door sedan with damage to the driver's side front bumper area. Security camera footage showed the vehicle and suspect entering the store, but no identification has yet been made. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A pair of Wymore residents were arrested on drugs and weapon charges Monday evening following execution of search warrants at two Wymore homes on North 8th Street in the 300 block. 23-year-old Logan Rutherford and 18-year-old Taylor Tart faced possession charges, including suspicion of a stolen firearm, a deadly weapon used during commission of a felony, controlled substance, drug paraphernalia, and alleged drug possession. The gun was reported stolen last February in Gage County. Last Tuesday, Washington and Morroville fire departments were dispatched to Fairview Mills for a report of a fire. On Wednesday, Washington and Greenlee fire departments were dispatched to the 1300 block of Thunder Road for a grass fire. Additional details released with an accident reported earlier in Frankfurt at the Haunted Hayrack ride Saturday, October 29. A passenger on the trailer had reached out and was accidentally pulled off, with the trailer running over, then stopping on the victim's lower stomach. The trailer was lifted off, and the victim was transported by EMS to Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville, where later released.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do, Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying warmer and breezier today before a slight chance for some rain showers overnight and early on Thursday. Temperatures will start to cool down as we head into Thursday and then stay much cooler as we head into Friday and the weekend. For today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 70s, south winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A chance for some showers overnight tonight, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. These showers may continue early on Thursday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Winds shift to the northwest between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And temperatures staying much cooler over Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the upper teens and upper 20s. These cooler conditions will continue throughout Friday and the weekend. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And mostly clear skies Friday night with our lows in the lower teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November 57, record high on this date 80, the average low 34, and the record low 18. Sunset this evening 5:18, sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
If you practice seasonal eating, fall means some new items are on your eating local menu. A look at what's in season in November today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 9th, the 313th day of the year. Actor Lou Ferrigno and scientist Carl Sagan were both born on this day. Before the modern age, most folks had few options but to eat locally grown in-season crops. Today, to get the nutritional benefits of freshly harvested food, many are adopting the same practice. Only now, we call it eating the season or seasonal eating. If you want to join in, here's what's on the fall menu. Apples, of course, are the ubiquitous fruit of autumn. In the garden, root crops are at their best. Potatoes, sweet potatoes, parsnips, and carrots. Mushrooms are all around, and there's a good reason why these become seasonal staples. It's prime time for pumpkin and cranberries. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was the first day of college basketball, and it was a big victory for the Kansas Jayhawks yesterday. It was game number one of the regular season as they pulled ahead against the Omaha Mavericks. 89-64 was the final for the game, putting the number five Kansas Jayhawks at 1-0 for the season. The Jayhawks are coming off their national championship from last year and are off to a strong start after winning both halves of the game, going into the half at 46-33 and pretty much mimicking the same thing for the second half of the game last night. They now stay in Manhattan as they take on the North Dakota State Bisons. That game coming up on Thursday with tip-off at 7 p.m. In Wildcat basketball, it was also a big day for them last night as well, winning 93-59 over Texas Rio Grande Valley. Kansas State now heads on the road to California to take on the Golden Bears on Friday with tip-off there at 6 p.m. Neither of the games for Kansas State or for KU was a conference game, but sitting 1-0 overall for the beginning of the season is a good start as they're sitting atop the Big 12 Conference with Baylor and Iowa State.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're having a special pre-vac and weaned calf sale. We're expecting over 2,000 head for our sale this week. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be a group of 120 mostly black steers and heifer calves that have been weaned 60 days. They'll be weighing 5 to 6. We'll have a group of 95 Angus steer and heifer calves that have had a couple rounds of shots that will be weighing 550 to 7. We'll have a group of 100 black and red steer and heifer calves that have been long weaned. They'll be weighing 5 to 6. And then we'll have a group of 90 Charlet Cross steer and heifer calves that have been weaned 45 days with a couple rounds of shots, and they'll be weighing 5 to 6 and a half. You can see a full list of all our consignments for this week's sale on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. Feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
Fort Hays State University and their athletic department has made history in the state of Kansas by announcing they will be the first state university in Kansas to offer women's wrestling. As KWCH News reports, the inauguration season will kick off in 2024, but Eric Wins, the Fort Hays State University head wrestling coach, says they're pretty excited.
We're hoping for rosters of 35 to 50 right out of the gate. We're going to scholarship. We're going to, you know, do everything right to make this a big time program. We're looking at doing some renovation in a women's general locker room to put walls up, make it its own space for them. Seeing the growth of women's wrestling, and I feel like it's the next big thing for collegiate athletics.
That audio from KWCH News. World champion Olympic wrestler Jakara Winchester also attended the news conference on Wednesday, saying it's a great opportunity for the state.
It's big for me because, like I said before, when I was younger, I didn't have opportunities like this. And I think it shows and demonstrates that, like, you know, like, it's growing traction.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Plant hyacinths now for a bit of added fragrance and color indoors this winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hyacinths, like other spring flowering bulbs, need a cold period to initiate flowering. Most hyacinth bulbs purchased for the garden need 12 to 14 weeks of cool temperatures around 40 degrees. Prepared bulbs have received some chilling but still need an additional 9 to 10 weeks of 40 degrees. The refrigerator is the perfect place to chill the bulbs. Just avoid storing bulbs with apples and other fruit that give off the ripening hormone ethylene that can interfere with flowering. Consider using one of the hyacinth jars for a fun and artistic look. Fill the bottom of the jar with water until it rises just below the bulb. Place the planted bulb in the refrigerator for the required chilling. Once chilled, move to a warm, bright location and wait for flowers to appear. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
My Sister's Closet Boutique in Waterville has all you need for your wardrobe this season. They specialize in the latest fashion trends. Don't get caught in last year's style. Stop in and refresh your wardrobe with all your favorite team colors. Stock your closet with cute, comfortable, trendy, and affordable options. Hurry to MSC today or start your shopping online at MySistersClosetKansas.com. Big city style with small town service. Come and spend a day at My Sister's Closet in Waterville.
You may not think of advertising as a work of art. A trip to the farm town of Dorchester, Nebraska may change your mind. But once adorned the stage of a small town, not only told you much about the local stores, but also served as a beautiful visual reminder of home. It's next on the American Countryside.
Bro, From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land, use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Take a trip to the Saline County Historical Society in Dorchester, Nebraska, and you'll find a very large painting of sorts.
It was originally painted by Jack Ballard. It says Jack Ballard and Son. It was in 1927 that it was painted.
Connie Strofe is describing a painted advertising curtain. It would have originally doubled as the curtain for an actual stage in Tobias, Nebraska. Jack Ballard was a skilled artist whose work was often found in towns settled by Czech immigrants.
They would build these halls, these big buildings, and then if there were traveling troops that were going around, they would have them do their plays. Jack Ballard painted many of these stage curtains for the Czech American theaters during the 1920s.
The curtain is not only artistic, but tells you much about the town and the times.
These advertising curtains are interesting because in the 1800s, they became popular. So they would have the advertising round of local merchants, and that actually was influenced by P.T. Barnum.
The curtain here is very interesting, promoting local businesses, but reminding folks of the places from where they had traveled.
Towns would hire artists to paint these curtains, and then they would advertise the merchants. And normally, for these Czech American theaters, there was something that was in the center of the curtain that would remind the Czechs of their homeland.
The picture on this curtain is of a royal castle in Czechoslovakia, built in the 1100s. Over time, many of the curtains have been lost, but this historic curtain remains, a huge stage curtain that is a pictorial advertising snapshot of the area. Traveling the countryside in Dorchester, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an extensive toy tractor auction for Sam Cassidy Saturday, November 12. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Two pedal tractors, as well as over 150 toy tractors, will include 38 Case IH, 37 IH Farmall, 13 Ford Versatile, 13 Joe Hurdle All Steel, 16 Massey, 22 John Deere, 16 AC, 308 Salus, 18 Combines, Moster 1/16 Scale, as well as other toys and banks, and over 50 tractor and machinery manuals. This toy tractor auction for Sam Cassidy, Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If your drinking water smells like rotten eggs, you have a sulfur problem. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It's not hazardous to drink, but there are ways to get rid of the smell as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
should not smell like rotten eggs, but if it does, there's sulfur in it. Water quality specialist Karen Mansell at Ohio State University says hydrogen sulfide is formed by natural sulfur bacteria in the water. It feeds off decaying plants, rocks, and soil, producing a strong odor.
Rock formations that the water comes from were ancient swamps, so it tends to be a lot in coal regions. It tends to be a lot in areas that are presently swampy or historically swampy.
Some days the odor may be very strong, other days not so much. The sulfur concentration can fluctuate with the depth of the water table. Because sulfur is a gas, Mansell says the least expensive and easiest way to get rid of the smell is to let water sit in a pitcher in the fridge, and the odor will dissipate. Unfortunately, the shower and washing machine water will still smell like rotten eggs, so another option is to install an oxidizing treatment system.
Some of the oxidizing agents that are used are chlorine. Chlorine will combine with the hydrogen sulfide and then the smell will go away. Another type of oxidizing agent that's often used is potassium permanganate, hydrogen peroxide, and ozone are another group of chemicals that will react with the hydrogen sulfide to remove that smell.
Since these treatment systems use chemicals, they will require regular maintenance. If you're drilling a new well, consult with a hydrogeologist who can determine if there is rock with sulfur in it and predict where it will be. You can then request that the well not be drilled there. Learn more about solving this smelly water problem at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a land auction for Raymond Payshaw Saturday, November 12th. Property located in Washington County includes 148.5 acres, more or less, at the intersection of Cross Creek Road and Highway 36. This tract provides an excellent location along Highway 36 for farming, residential hunting, and investing. The property includes 148.5 acres with 137.5 acres dry crop, short 2 acres native grass, just over 9 acres tame grass. This land auction for Raymond Payshaw, Saturday, November 12th, begins at 10 a.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. For inspection, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell. Details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Prell Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
Do you feel stuffed after eating Thanksgiving dinner? It is so tempting to have second helpings of turkey, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, feeling stuffed is just part of the holiday tradition. But when you eat too much, you can feel uncomfortable and lethargic. You can actually look at spending money the same way. When you buy more than you need, your home can feel stuffed with things, and that can actually prevent you from being a good steward of the resources God has given you. But there's an easy way to get unstuffed. Simply define what's a need and what's a want. That way you can stop yourself from buying too much and maybe get rid of those extra things that just create clutter. So go ahead, take those second helpings at Thanksgiving. But keep in mind that knowing how much is enough will help you live in contentment. And if you'd like more inspiration to help you be grateful and content this holiday season, visit thrivent.com/holidays. And happy Thanksgiving.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Professional Barber Stylist is aware of the great sacrifices made by our American veterans and wants to honor those brave individuals. Fly your flag on November 11th in honor of all of the past and present United States military men and women. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
An ag real estate company is offering a new farm lending service nationwide. Up next on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Chicago-based Tillable is a company specializing in farm real estate services that's now offering financial services options. Kavitha Sampath is head of farm financing at Tillable.
We've just rolled out a nationwide launch of four different loan types. So we have mortgages, refis, operating loans, and cash rent loans. So farmers and landowners across the country can finance a parcel or their operation through Tillable.
Sampath says Tillable is working with an established lending company to provide the loans. One advantage, she says, is the rapid turnaround time.
We pride ourselves on great customer service. For operating and cash rent loans, we work really hard to get funds to farmers within 3 days. For real estate loans, the turnaround time is about a couple of weeks, with appraisal and title services also able to be scheduled.
Another feature of the service, says Sampath, you just apply online.
No phone calls that you'd have to make. It's pretty seamless, and you'd get an approval and your rate right there directly on your smartphone. And so we're just trying to give farmers some valuable time back.
The loan limit for real estate, $2.5 million. It's $1 million for operating and cash rent loans. Learn more at Tillable.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
At Kramer Oil, they know you have options when it comes to a propane provider. But why call an out-of-town company when Kramer Oil is local, reliable, and flexible? Personal attention and propane when you need it, where you need it, along with convenient text ordering options. New customers get 10 cents off per gallon on their first delivery. Contact them by calling or texting 785-562-2466. The Kramer Oil family, serving your family since 1976.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news. John Erath with U.S. Meat Export Federation gives us a report on U.S. pork exports.
U.S. pork exports were above year-ago totals in September for the second straight month. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says it's a result of USMEF's work to diversify global demand.
We're up a little bit, 1 or 2% on the total, and this is with Mexico down slightly, our largest volume market. So I think, once again, this kind of emphasizes the strategy to maximize and diversify markets as much as we can is definitely paying off. You have growth out of some of the major markets. You got China was up, Korea, Japan, some of our larger markets. But then you scroll down to some of the smaller markets, and Colombia continues to be a very consistent growth market for us. The Dominican Republic, the Caribbean in general is growing, and the ASEAN region, the Philippines. So, you know, you've got 7 or 8 markets contributing to this growth in the month of September. And like I said, while we still had a good month to Mexico at 76,000 tons, it was down about 5%, and we still were able to show growth overall.
Beef and variety meat monthly exports dipped below the $1 billion mark for only the second time this year, but remain on a record pace.
We did have a down month on beef in September of about 7%, but we were still right at $900 million exported. And it wasn't very long ago that $900 million would have been a record for a month of exports. Yeah, I think once again, we have a pretty broad base of strength on the beef side. China was up a bit. The ASEAN region in general, the Philippines and Vietnam, had very good months.
And that report from the U.S. Meat Export Federation. That's a look at your ag news on this Wednesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. Coming to you from a combine cab, harvesting some 46 A09 Enlist E3 A-Series soybeans from Pioneer. What I want you to know is not only do we have our new industry-leading exclusive A-Series E3 soybeans, we also still have the soybeans you've come to know and love, our full extend lineup. Don't let the competition fool you into thinking Pioneer no longer has what you know and love. We do. We also have our awesome lineup of Pioneer corn. Put the two together and you have an absolute winning combination. Call me at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. You can also follow us on Facebook at Performance Ag LLC. I hope you all have a safe and prosperous harvest and a great day.
Every drop counts with an irrigation system. Bare fields after harvest offer a good opportunity to inspect center pivots on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Put your irrigation system to bed for the winter, inspect the center pivots for repairs and evaluate their performance. Steve Melvin is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best way to check the pressure is with a pressure gauge. Every center pivot has a means of checking the pressure at the pivot point, but gauges that have been out there for a few years may not be working anymore.
So you would need to install a new pressure gauge on there, or you can get a little Schrader valve, which is a small little device that makes like a valve stem on a tire, and then you can just use a good pressure gauge with a air chuck on it to check the pressure. Also put one of those out towards the end of the pivot when the pivot is on the highest point in the field and check the pressure there as well.
For the regulators to work correctly, the pressure in the pivot main line needs to be at least 5 psi over the rated pressure of the regulator. If it's too high, the likely cause is plugged nozzles or restrictions in the pipeline. If it's too low, there may be leaks, a broken or missing sprinkler, or a problem with the pump output. Also, check for uniform water coverage from the sprinklers.
Probably the best thing that you can do is in the fall or in the spring, maybe when you've got more bare soil out there, is you can put the pivot to move as fast as it can when it's applying water and just kind of walk along and see how uniform the watering is as the sprinkler comes along and just starts getting the soil wet.
He says the soil should be uniformly wet along the entire length of the system. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about inspecting irrigation pivots at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday. Well, grains are mixed at midday after initially lower following the report by the USDA. With the report said there's an increase in corn, soybeans, and cotton yields and production with some stock information as well. So it's a non-event for wheat, but other markets are showing some reactions to the report. For example, corn now up a quarter at 667 and three quarters after being down most of the day. March corn is 673. That's flat right now. Wheat for December, 812. That's down 15 and three quarters. Wheat for March at 832 and a quarter. That's down 15 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December, 934 and a half. That's down 11 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March at 931. And that's down 10 and three quarters. Oats just down one right now, 379 and three quarters. March oats at 382. That's up a half currently. November soybeans right now 14.58 and a quarter. That's up 14 and a quarter after a slow start earlier this morning. Soybeans for January 14.54. That's up 7.5. Cotton for December 86.39. That's down $1.29. Cotton for March at 84.58. That's down $1.16. Live cattle for December down $1.37.5 right now at 151.67.5. Live cattle for February 154.27.5. That's down 50 cents. Feeder cattle for November 177.87.5. That's down 40 cents. Feeder cattle for January 179.95. That's up a nickel currently. Crude oil for December down $2.57 at 86.35. Crude oil for January down $2.48 at 85.53. December gold, 1714, that's down $2. Silver for December, 2136, that's down 14 cents. Markets, Dow Jones down 365, NASDAQ down 164, S&P down 45.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas producers know the frustration of spotting those spiky purple blossoms in their pastures all too well. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Walt Fick, K-State Rangeland Management Specialist, provides information on the noxious weed musk thistle and methods to control it.
Well, musk thistle is one of several thistles that we do have in the state. Most people are probably quite familiar with it. Most identifiable after it starts to bloom, you know, it gets usually a purple flower on it. And those plants can be 4, 5, 6 feet tall. As a rosette, which is what you'll find this time of the year where it's flat growing on the ground, well, it's got wavy margins with the spines out there, and it has a very distinct light yellow midrib. It's in the top three in terms of acres infested. Recent estimates were maybe 500,000 acres. In a wet year, I've seen numbers approaching 1 million acres infested. It's a plant that can produce a lot of seed. One plant can produce several thousand, so, you know, preventing seed production becomes pretty important. And it does become quite competitive on our grasslands. A couple plants in a square foot will reduce production by about 50%. So there's economic reasons for reducing it.
Fick explains the mechanical and biological control methods.
You can go out and dig them out. You don't want to have thousands of plants per acre, but if you have just a handful of plants, you just need to be sure that you cut, oh, maybe 2 inches below the soil surface, get below what we call the crown. That's where the buds are at. You need to cut below that, and then it will not grow back. The other big one that we've had for a long period of time would be biological control. There's a couple of weevils that are out there, both a head and rosette weevil. They feed on the plant and provide some biological control. Here in the fall, the rosette weevils would be the ones who would be active. The larvae hatch and they kind of migrate to the center of the plant and then they feed on that crown area. Usually what that does, you'll get kind of a necrotic, blackened looking area on the plant. When it bolts next year, you won't have that main stalk, but you'll have resprouting along the edges and have maybe a multi-stem plant. That's good from the standpoint those plants won't produce as much seed.
Fick goes on to describe the best chemical control options.
They're going to be more susceptible to herbicides when they're seedlings or in this rosette stage. Products like 2,4-D has been around since World War II, and it turns out that the low volatile ester formulations of 2,4-D are pretty effective on musk thistle here in the fall. The low volatile ester withstands the colder temperatures and dry conditions much better than 2,4-D amine. Other ones include products with picloram in it, such as Tordon 22K, 8-10 fluid ounces of that's quite effective. It also has some residual activity, and you can have actually some of that herbicide carry over into the next spring and control new seedlings. Another product that also will do that is Milestone. Aminopyrrolate is the chemical name, and it's also very effective at about 4 ounces, but it'll control next year's seedlings as well.
That was Walt Fick, K-State Rangeland Management Specialist, providing information on musk thistle and how to control it. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Ag Buildings provide safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.